We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on, man, you got Larry June in the building. You listen to the Morning Roast, and we're doing numbers, man. Good job, Morning Roast. Sock it to me.
Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. And shout out to the Comcast Business Text Line. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Shout out to Brian and the crew over there, Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And if you're looking for the best Giants talk out there, you had a little garlic fries and baseball guys yesterday from 12 to 3 with Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky, the Butcher, as they bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area every single week, all season long, win or lose. Subscribe today on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. Warriors lose last night to start this five-game road trip to Minnesota, 114-110. Six of their next seven are on the road. Miami, Orlando, Charlotte, San Antonio. They come back home for one game against Dallas. They go back on the road for a Texas two-step against Houston and Dallas. So they're running out of time here to try to fix the situation. 12 games left in the regular season. Just one game up on the Houston Rockets for that 10th and final spot into the play-in tournament. What would that mean if they didn't make the playoffs? Oh, my Lord. I heard Spadoni earlier this morning driving in on the pregame show saying, hey, there's going to be major changes, major changes. I would love to believe that if they don't make the playoffs, there will be major changes. But what are those changes going to look like?
That's a
what are you going to do here? What are you going to do? You
and got some big time contracts. Changes?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to want the changes? What's going to be the change? Who's going to be going? Who's going to be staying? You can't just get rid of guys and think you're going to get premium players back. I mean, this is a difficult situation to navigate here. As you have the most expensive roster in basketball, you have a core that is a little older, it passed their primes. You have some youngsters who are not quite in their prime. So I don't know where you go here. But last night, I mean, we're going to be talking about Steph Curry's minutes, just 29 minutes, 51 seconds. I'm with everybody here. In a game like that, how does Draymond Green and Klay Thompson play more minutes than Stephen Curry? I know rotations and you're trying to save Stephen Curry. I get it. His legs, and he looks a little gas at times because everybody's doubling him and they're putting longer defenders on him. But you know what? 29 minutes and 51 seconds, just not enough time to be out from the 407 mark in the third quarter, and you don't play again. You sit the last 4 minutes of the third quarter, and you essentially sit the first 7 minutes, first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's 9 minutes overall of sitting on the bench in a game like that. I don't know, man. That's just not right.
Well, and I think my bigger frustration, it's the situational spots that he's sitting or coming out of. Yep. Because to me, it does come down to a possession or two. They have zero margin of error. And I think this is where Steve and I are just going to disagree. Like, in years past, you had such a margin of error. Yeah, a minute or two didn't really matter too much. And you're playing the big picture. And you're also trying to not get an accumulation of minutes that was going to depreciate you in May and June and July. Anyway, even though you don't really go to July, but you get where I'm going. You're not making it that far.
Right.
And I look at this road trip, and he says, well, they play, what is it, 5 and 7 days?
5 and 7 days.
Okay. In the back-to-back situation, if you win one of these games and Houston stumbles, you give yourself a little leeway.
Right.
You might be able to rest one of these guys in one of these games. There might be a blowout one direction or the other. You can't look that far ahead.
Especially because you have the tiebreaker over the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, so like I'm looking at this right now, and I'm saying to myself, like, you got to be in the moment a little on this, because this is not prior versions of the Warriors. This is this year's version where, yeah, a possession. How many games, Bonte? You're there every day. How many games have come down where the final score doesn't show it, but it really was about a possession or two?
Oh, plenty this season. And that's what happens when you're an average team. Most of these games, when you play the most clutch games in the league, it's because you're not that great of a basketball team.
I agree.
You are what your record says you are. So when you think about blown leads, they're tight with San Antonio for the most blown 12-point leads, or having a lead of 12 points or more in a game. They've blown more games than anybody in the league outside of San Antonio.
Well, if I told you that I'm kind of numb to that stat because of the three-point shooting and how quickly teams can erase it.
I hear you.
It
hear
is
you.
Something. I'm not but saying
I
it's
hear
nothing.
You, but when you have Stephen Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and CP3 and Steve Kerr, and I know Andrew Wiggins, I don't even want to go there, but you have championship players. All right? Think about the games they've lost and blown. Blown leads. Hell, they blew one Friday night against the Pacers. Up 12, and hit the end and race that right away. Why? Because of three defensive breakdowns. You're up 12 yesterday, 43-31, but you don't end the quarter well. They don't end quarters well whatsoever. No. Halliburton hit two straight buzzer beaters in the second and third quarter. I mean, come on. This team has been doing this all season long where they just blow leads, and they don't finish quarters well. They don't finish halves well. And so some people could say, oh, man, I told you so back in January. They were 14-4 through 18 games. And when they beat Milwaukee, everybody's feeling damn good. We're thinking about, damn, they could make a deep run.
No doubt.
Wow, look at the way they dismantled Milwaukee. But it hasn't been the same, because the next night Steph Curry suffers an ankle injury. And Steph Curry, look, he suffered the ankle injury, missed a few games, and I know the Warriors couldn't wait to get him back, but at that homestand, last homestand, he only shot 37% from three and 41.5% from the field goal, percentage. Why? Because teams are suffocating everybody else, or suffocating Stephen Curry, and said other guys can shoot it, whether it's Pods, Draymond, hell, even Jordan. I saw Andrew Wiggins Friday night. It wasn't even a quarter three. He was off to the side a little bit. He hit the side of the backboard. He was wide open. I mean, literally, coaches, you're in CYO. You can't draw up a play that gets him that open from the corner. It wasn't even a deep corner. It wasn't even a true corner. It's off to the side. It's off kilter, and he hit the side of the backboard. Wide open against Indiana. Side of the backboard. So when I got Andrew Wiggins hitting the side of the backboard, wide open from a three-point line, then you know what? It is what it is, man. We got to just play this out and see where it goes. And then we'll get to the offseason when we get to the offseason. But boy, this is getting frustrating.
If I watch Andrew Wiggins underneath the rim go up with like a soft layup when he should just dunk the ball. I mean, there was a possession. They get a great stop. Kuminga's dive. Podziemski in the first half is diving on the floor. Okay, diving all over the floor. Kuminga dives on the floor. Kuminga comes through with a big, you know, steal, and he kicks it forward to Andrew Wiggins. And Wiggins just, just goes up. And I'm like, oh, God. And the ball in and out of the rim. They go the other way. Boom, they hit a three. And it's like, those are the kind of sequences I want to pull my hair out.
Well, you know, I love Sabo here, who just started watching. And for anybody out there, I'm talking about somebody on YouTube. Sabo's just started watching the Warriors in 2015. So, you know, he has a hard time compartmentalizing where this team is at right now. And I get it. I'm going to help out Sabo. You know, he's saying, you know, you don't win the last chip without Andrew Wiggins in 2022. He's a champion. Yeah, we all get that. But where's that energy with Klay Thompson? Because you got so many things to say about Klay Thompson, who's won four championships. Not one, four. All right? This ain't about 2022 anymore. We're 2 years removed from that now, from that championship team. And Andrew Wiggins is not playing like a championship player right now. This team ain't playing like a championship contender. Hell, if this was the old format, they wouldn't even be going to the damn playoffs. This season would already be over. It would already be over, but the play-in has allowed for a team to have a chance to sneak into the playoffs. And right now, they're just one game up on the Houston Rockets. So I don't care who won a championship 2 years ago. These guys aren't playing like champions today, and that's what matters. Today, 2022 ain't helping the Warriors today. 2022 ain't helping the Warriors against Miami tomorrow night. 2022 ain't helping the Warriors Wednesday in Orlando, a place they haven't won since 2017. So I don't want to hear about who's the champion, who was a championship player. None of that matters right now. Who's a championship player right now? Tell me Andrew Wiggins is a championship player. All right? Come on, man.
None of them.
Let's get real, folks.
Outside of Steph, like, none of them are playing championship.
Exactly.
And even Steph, like, he's still great. He's still amazing, but he looks like a guy that kind of hurt his ankle a couple of weeks ago and is 36 years old, doesn't
right.
he?
Yeah,
and I love him. Like, he's an all-time legend.
He's 36. Legend, he's 36. Trying to carry a basketball team.
The problem is, though, is that the team and the coach and the organization are running it out there like they all are in 2017, 2018. Right. And there's a level of equity that guys are getting based on prior status when the reality is that no one around the league is bestowing that status upon them. They see a vulnerable, you know, used to be apex predator, and now the hyenas are coming out to try to have a pick at the carcass.
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, not at all. Not at all. So Draymond Green is not defended at a championship level. Jonathan Kuminga is ascending, but he's not quite there yet. Klay Thompson's coming off the bench, playing his role, but he was 6-15 last night. This team, and I'm not trying to play the blame game. I'm not going to single out players. It's everybody. It's everybody. This is a team thing. This is a team loss. And right now, this team's just not playing well together. So I'm not here to 888-957-9570 to say it's this guy's fault or that guy's fault or this guy's fault or that guy's fault. No, everybody has a hand in the Warriors being 36-34. And that's just what it is. 888-957-9570. Can they right the ship? Can they possibly right the ship over the next 12 games? I got records on them against the top six teams in the West. I got records for the Golden State Warriors against the top teams in the league. It's just not pretty right now. We'll continue to talk about that. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.